give me a package of those. On second look, give me the whole carton.
The country, my beloved, is a hoax. Let's stay right here in town and spike our coats. Let's just have fun, let's not be serious. Play it for laughs, let's just be cheerious. Everybody knows the human race has lost its reason. Let's just talk clothes and what we're gonna drink this season. Let's dig the scene and have our fling with it. Because we're young, let's ding-a-ling with it. Let's not fret and fuss, 'cause all we've got is us. Baby, let's just have fun. Let's just have fun, let's not be serious. Play it for laughs, let's just be cheerious. We don't give a damn for pundits who were sage and solemn. We read Sheila Graham, she really writes a swinging column. Let's just have fun, let's dig the happenings. This world is weird and full of crazy things. Shakespeare was a hack, so we read Kerouac. Baby, let's just have fun. Let's just have fun, let's not be serious. Play it for laughs, let's just be cheerious. I'll be happy as a carousel with you beside me, with a little jazz and Norma Vincent Peale to guide me. Let's have a ball and live it up, my dear. Don't be afraid, 'cause we can make it here. Elvis is the champ, and everything's a camp. We just have one life, let's make it a fun life. Baby, let's just have fun. Have fun. Have fun. Have fun.
Yeah, 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 right here. Tonight on the Lost Discs Radio Show, the top of the hour, kicking it off for you. There now, tonight, from the Nervous set soundtrack, right out of about, 1960? The Fun Life, right? That was Richard Hayes on the vocals from the cast of the Nervous set, right off of Columbia Masterworks LP from, still in the shrink wrap, man, from back in the day. And speaking of shrink wrap, Dr. Doug Brown on the throne.
Don't you mean bubble paper?
All right, and Chesty on the mic. Chesty,
yes.
Let's check your level on your microphone, please.
Hello. Good evening.
Before things get carried away. And Joe Stacks on the other line.
Vegetable Man, where are you?
Yes. See? All right, so everyone's got their quips and their sayings here and their turns of phrase tonight. And it's going to be one of those nights, Doc, where, listen, there's been a lot of crazy shit going down since the last show we did.
Okay.
And I'm not talking about any of the crazy shit, all right? Last show, Chesty did a chick pick that was James Brown. Chesty, what was the title of that?
Escapism.
Right. Okay, like an early 70s James Brown.
Yeah.
And I think that's it. She's right. Escape it. Forget it. We're not talking politics. We're not doing any political records. I'm not even playing any Tom Petty. No topical interest or current events tonight, Doc.
Okay.
All right, so keep that cell phone in your pocket.
Oh, I got to check the Cubs-Dodgers score now and then.
Yeah. Baseball. Well, because Randy Tivins, the boss man over at rockandradio.com, he's very concerned
big
about
Dodgers fan?
This Dodgers game tonight. Yeah, big Dodger. Oh, yes. Oh. It's what he lives for outside of his music,
they're,
man.
They're currently up 4-2, so he's got to be happy.
All right. So
though you said a swear word already.
We're going to keep a monitor on that. I know he's going to want me to bleep that.
Yep.
I ain't fucking bleeping it, man. All right. That's the kind of night it's going to be. We're just going to, right? Escapism. Like, forget. We're tripping out. So if you've got whatever you're drinking, Do it now. Guzzle it. Swizzle. Right?
Shotgun
it. If you spark it up.
Do a keg stand.
Got a bowl of Fruit Loops that you can, toke. And then if you've got any LSD, for God's sake, drop those tabs now. Right? Because here we go, folks. Kicking it off with the Out of Sight Sounds of Ivory. Exclusively on Lost Discs.
The essence of the sparrow is in my blood today, and brought me a pretty vision of a fantasy. The will of the wisp has caught my fancy anyway.
Radio.
Now, what do we do?
Hey, I know. Let's go take drugs.
Thank you.
Much more music, much more often on Lost Discs Radio.
Hey, that was terrific. Hey, did you hear that, folks? A regular George Bernard Shaw. Good boy. And he did it all by himself. You did it all by yourself and nobody helped you. That's terrific. And with your very own big mouth.
Little busybody, though I know it's very shoddy. I insist on knowing what is going on with everybody, cause I'm such a busybody, always prying, always spying. I'm defying anyone to try to hide the facts from me. Now Mrs. Jones is with the doctor, and her pulse is finally clocked, and suddenly she sees me peeking into all her friends. I'm shrieking, Mrs. Jones's valve is leaking, a mechanic she is seeking, cause her clutch needs overhauling, and her motor's always stalling. Mrs. Jones, you lonesome gal, you finally lost your trade in value. Now we come to Mr. Clunky, thinks that I'm a little punk. He's always keeping up with Jones, and while I tap his telephone, I learn that they will disconnect him soon. The bill they don't collect, the sheriff's gonna take it back, his brand new shiny Cadillac. So now I pass the news around that Mr. Clunk is bankrupt bound. I'm ruining his credit, and I know he won't forget it, though he thought I was a little punk that cabbage-headed Mr. Clunk. I got the bank to fume and fret, they took his home, and better yet, they grabbed his television set, because I'm such a busybody. I'm a little busybody. If you drink an extra toddy, I will spot it long before you pot it. I'll be pointing to your house and telling folks that you're a souse. Though I admit I am a louse. It's so much fun to tell the neighbors that you're underneath the weather, and they ought to get together, using you as an example to their kids of what a tramp will do if he is off the wagon. Now your reputation's dragging, cause you took an extra toddy, and I'm telling everybody that you're more than slightly dizzy. Now I've got you in the tizzy, cause I'm such a very busy little busybody. I'm the death of every party. You should hear the things I say when truth and consequence we play. I state the age of Mrs. Dunn. I tell him she is 61 and that her face is lifted and her cargo slightly shifted. There are couples kissing in the dark. I use my flashlight for a lark, and Joan is hugging Mortimer and she's engaged to Mr. Shore. I'm hiding in the cuspidor and flash a light upon their face while they are locked in fond embrace, and Mr. Shore then wrecks the place. I'm such a busybody, breaking up a lovely party. Mabel Smith is on the scale and suddenly she's growing pale, for in a chorus so endearing I have got the neighbors cheering. Darling, what a lovely weight. You weigh 188. You lick the pattern off the plate and then you bleed for more to eat. You look just like a strange balloon that drifted to us from the moon, and scientists must watch their step and see if you're a secret weapon. That is how the gossip goes, and all because I stick my nose in other people's dirty clothes. A heavy-winded guy am. I don't need a breath to say goodbye, because I'm such a busy little busybody. Busy booty bee.
See, you don't even need to back announce that. Everybody knows what that was all about, right? Right off the Capitol Records label from out of like 1952, right? Jerry Lewis started cutting records for Capitol in 1949, man, after he and Dean Martin took off on that scene. And we actually had a couple of them 78s at one point, Chesty, but they broke. They like shattered like bad shellac, man. Mm. And but anyway, we procured that one. It was I'm a Little Busy Body, there from Jerry Lewis, indeed. And before that, it was Cat and Mother and the All Night Newsboys, right? With Can You Dance to It? Can You Dance to It?
Nice.
They're off of the Polydor label. And it was Ivory. Now, come on. I want to know if anybody knows, Joe, if you know anything about this group, Ivory.
Now, was that excuse me. Were they on the Tetragrammaton label?
Yeah, it might have been. Might have been. I don't know. I actually found them on a CD.
Uh-huh.
But I do not have the original vinyl in this case. So, yeah, that, I don't know.
Okay, well, no, I'm just asking because there's not a lot to be found about these guys, but they had a single LP on the Tetragrammaton label out in 68.
All right.
Vocal trio.
Yeah.
As I think we heard.
There's some chick in there too involved.
Yeah. Sounds like, according to my reference here, the chick's name was Christine Christman. They were a California trio. Shared a producer with Jefferson Airplane, a guy named Al Schmidt, and they don't appear to have had a career before or after being Ivory.
Yeah. Huh.
Hmm. What? I would just want to know how many sides a Tetragrammaton has.
Mm-hmm. Too bad you can't look it up on your phone there, Doc, because we're trying to... What's the score? Is it
5-2, L.A.
L.A., all right.
Yeah. Oh, birthday shout-out.
We got some crazy scene in the college kids next door are really having a time tonight, man.
They're whooping it up.
I don't know if we'll catch any of that on the old microphone. All right, so here we are. That's what we're doing tonight. If anybody cares, I don't know. Things are happening. Somebody emailed in... You know who it was? It was J.J.J. Johnson.
Oh, yeah. Haven't heard from him in a while.
Who emailed in. He's listening to it on
Triple
the internet
J.
feed. Yeah. You remember. He's the guy
Carl
who sent
Spackler.
Us that.
He sent us Carl Spackler. It's
Spackler
right there.
Thing up there.
Yeah. Greasy, grimy gopher guts.
And, yeah, he's digging it like the old days. Folks, if you want to do it, because no one else is really doing it, go ahead, Doc. Give him that address.
Oh, yeah. That's the Lost Discs Radio.
Yes, yeah.
At yahoo.com. Discs with a C,
yeah,
of course.
Or Discs with a C.
Discs with a C, Lost Discs Radio.
Good old Wayne and Diana, by the way, are digging it. Apparently, we don't know if it's the internet feed. We don't know. We are on the shore wave tonight, 5130 kilocycles. for anyone who swings that way, you know. And by the way, while we were digging that last set, right during the old cat and mother tunage there, good old Baby Cakes Betty and Bill walks in. That's Baby Cakes Betty dressed in black as usual. By the way, she's like, here she comes. She's walking through the studio right now, man. I'm just saying. On her way from the jam. So we're going to give you a play-by-play on the Dodgers game and on Baby Cakes Betty's movements in the studio tonight. Apparently. Now, look, we're going to move it on because things are happening and suddenly it's going to go down like this.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
Where are we? What place is this? How did we get here?
Some of our men found you lying in the jungle and carried you here.
Yeah, what are we on for carrying charges? Get it? Carrying charges? Funny wine? Let's wrap it up here, lady. Oh.
Come in.
Tonight's chick pick is an easy one. It's the witch story.
What?
What?
What do you
that's
mean the
it.
Witch? What do you mean the witch story? No, that's not what it's called.
What? I got it wrong? Hand me the 45.
That is not what it's called.
What?
You're taking this escapism a little too far.
Oh, it's the witch song, not the witch story.
Right.
But witches have stories, and this is a song about witches.
For a witch who is rich and another little witch who's poor. But which is the witch who gave me the itch? That's the hitch, cause I ain't sure. I switch and switch from witch to witch, but I don't know which to ditch.
Ditch, ditch.
In my heart is a stitch for a cute little witch, but I don't know which is which. I switch and switch from witch to witch. I love them both, they love my pitch. In my heart there's a niche for a cute little witch, but I don't know which is which. Far away on a sandwich isle lives a witch by the name of Hazel.
Witch Hazel.
Witch Hazel. Hazel was the witch's name. But on the Isle of Ipswich, I know another witch.
Witch.
And when she makes her hip switch, it makes my lips twitch.
And when she shakes her hip switch, it makes his lips twitch.
And switch from witch to witch, but I don't know which to ditch.
His heart is a stitch for a cute little witch, but he don't know which is which.
I switch and switch from witch to witch. I love them both, they love my pitch. In my heart there's a niche for a cute little witch, but I don't know which is which. I don't know which is which.
Did you hear the one about the...
Yeah.
Wasn't that a funny?
We don't want all the listeners. Just want you.
Listen, I am now speaking to you from a distance of 1 foot from the microphone. I am now speaking to you from a distance of 3 feet from the microphone.
That you're mature enough as young people not to go this glue-sniffing route.
There's a legend here in the States that there's a place called Dead Man's Cave. There's only one man, so they say, that ever walked out of Dead Man's Cave. 40 men down there through the years walked through that hole and disappeared. Then one day out walked the slave and told the story of Dead Man's Cave. At the bottom of the hole, he said, there was a city of slaves. 39 men with their legs all bound in chains.
Bound in chains.
And the devil himself was the foreman of the slaves. In the city of hell at the bottom of Dead Man's Cave.
Dead Man's Cave.
He said all there was to see was the prisoners' rocks and flames. The breath of the devil was enough to cook a man's brains. And his thirst for water caused him to break his chains and climb to the top from the bottom of Dead Man's Cave. At the bottom of the hole, he said, there was a city of slaves.
City of slaves.
39 men with their legs all bound in chains.
Bound in chains.
And the devil himself was the foreman of the slaves. in the city of hell at the bottom of Dead Man's Cave.
Dead Man's Cave.
In the city of hell at the bottom of Dead Man's Cave.
Listen again. I am now 1 foot from the microphone. I am now 3 feet from the microphone.
Left me blue, now you're coming back home, it's true. And I'm gonna hold you tight and you'll be mine every night. I'm gonna cast my spell on you. Well, I'll wear me a robe of black and I'll talk a lot of crazy talk and I'll make a lot of crazy signs and my love is gonna flow like wine and I'll cast my spell on you. I've been a fool to darling, love your charm. I mix me up a brew. When the moon is full and the stars are bright, I'll have my mojo working on you. You went and left me blue. Now you're coming back home, it's true. And I'm gonna hold you tight and you'll be mine every night. I'm gonna cast my spell on you. I've been a fool to darling, love your charm. I mix me up a brew. When the moon is full and the stars are bright, I have my mojo working on you. Well, I'll wear me a robe of black and I'll talk a lot of crazy talk and I'll make a lot of crazy signs and my love is gonna flow like wine and I'll cast my spell on you. Hey, well, I'll cast my spell on you.
You better know it.
And I'll cast my spell on you. Hey, baby, I'm gonna cast my spell on you.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is. Yeah, Eddie Rene and the Titans off the old Pine record label. I gotta find this one. Look at this. Look at this, Doc. What does it say? The old Pine label out of Memphis, Tennessee on that one. Well, I'm sorry.
Have we ever done that one on the poll? That got 49.7% of the votes.
Isn't the Pine Hotel in some Stephen King novel or something?
What I'm talking about. Yeah. Fitting in on that last set there, possibly, Chesty, because kind of getting a little October-y, Halloween kind of feel, vibe kind of thing there. Before Eddie Rene and the Titans, it was Bobby Griggs on the Tower label with Dead Man's Cave.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Doc? Not to be confused with, you know.
No. The Leatherman's Cave.
Dead Man's Curve. Doc, I can't predict which reference you're going to want to go with. So that's... better luck next time. Before that, it was the Poppy Family, right? With their version of Endless Sleep. We always try to give you a version of Endless Sleep every October,
uh-huh.
In case you've been noticing. Or in case you care. And yes, the Poppy Family out of Canada, you know, say what you will about Terry Jacks, man, right? Seasons in the Sun. But
my first single ever.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I thought it was Put the Bone In.
That was in the back. That was the B-side of Seasons in the Sun.
Oh, that was. And that, like, scarred you for life or something. Isn't there some story about that?
It was, well, I mean, just,
I know, we don't want
to. Right, no. Exactly.
Okay, so, and... By the way, Seasons of the Sun, we can't let that moment go by without saying that that was written by Rod McEwen.
Oh.
Actually, so be careful.
Of Mummy fame.
Just be careful. All right, so anyway, before the Poppy Family, it was Bobby Bunny and the Jackrabbits.
Yeah.
Yeah, right off the old Arrow Records label with the Joker.
Uh-huh.
Right? I don't think it had anything to do with the Batman Joker, but what he was sort of... You know, low budget. And yes, we kicked it off with the John LaSalle Quartet. John LaSalle Quartet off the Capitol label with the Witch song. That was Chesty's Chick Pick. Right? And by the way, Cosmic the...
Cosmic the Witch Story, the Witch song.
Yeah, well... we got an email in, a nice email, by the way, Chesty, you'll be glad to know, from Cosmic Debris and Jane... of the Lumpy Gravy Radio Studios. down in Mount Airy, Maryland. They're getting us tonight on the shortwave, 5130 KC, with fare S5 to S7 on the old S meter there, folks. What else? And, yeah, they particularly said, Chesty, they dig in your chick pic there, that witch song. Right? That was the song that they was digging. All right, and so, I don't know. Joe, I did ask you to sort of look into Bobby Bunny and the Jackrabbits, but I'm not expecting that you found much.
Man, there is precious little on these guys. Discogs.com, 45cat.com, both list that one single on the Arrow label. The Joker flipped with something called Scatty Cat.
Oh, yeah. It's like a stripper record, man. Picked that one up at Double Decker Records there in Allentown over the summer, man. I'm just saying.
Oh, that place is a gold mine.
I'm trying to get you out there, buddy. We got to plan a trip one of these times, meet you down there.
Right.
We are going to sort of keep it moving now, Joe, with something we really have to talk about. Because, Doc, as you know, we very proudly now have another version of Season of the Witch.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know that we do that every year. That I do know.
Well, we started in 2001 with Donovan's version in our October show back then. And every year since then, we've played a different version, some obscure version, usually, we hope, of that song. And so here we go. Tonight, Joe, I want you to see, what can you tell us now about the Lamp of Childhood?
Oh, man, the Lamp of Childhood.
Yes. I'm not kidding. You want to see the record, Doc?
The Lamp of Childhood.
I can't believe it either.
Childhood. It is. Boy, this is one of those super, super obscure groups. They were the Los Angeles group, lasted about 6 months.
Uh-huh.
Got a handful of singles for the Dunhill label.
All right.
Featured, and their first single was covering Season of the Witch. Featured among other luminaries, a guy named James Hendrix on guitar and vocals, but not Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, okay.
James Hendrix. This was a guy who was actually married to Mama Cass.
Yeah.
And had played in some of her earlier groups, the Mugwumps and the Big Three.
Oh, really? Mugwumps. Interesting.
Huh.
All right.
Drummer on these early sessions was a guy named Billy Mundy.
Wait, that's familiar. Why is that familiar?
Bill Mundy, he played for the Dodgers.
Well, this was an L.A. group, right, Joe?
Right, right, he did.
So, but why is that drummer name? Now, come on, why is that familiar?
He would join the Mothers of Invention. He was a drummer for the Mothers of Invention.
Wow.
Speaking of that.
Oh, you know, Baby Cakes, Betty and Bill were just shooting off their mouth a little while ago off mic here while the music was playing about, right, Bill, you picked up some Zappa album.
Zappa and
John
Lennon.
Zappa and Lennon something, we don't know. All right.
Tell you, Randy Tibbins will back me up on this. Bill Mundy was a big force in the 1970s, early 80s Dodgers.
All right.
He was.
I'm not.
So he got
moonlighting as
a little
drummer.
Of everything in there, man.
All right, well, we got to get on. It's worth back announcing, by the way, that Cat Mother and the All Night Newsboys that we were playing back closer to the top of the show, that's from their first album that was produced by Jimi Hendrix, the Jimi Hendrix, by the way.
Yeah.
So
an early production at Electric Ladyland.
So despite the name, they have some pretty heavy connections.
Hey, man. I'll come.
A Lamp of Childhood.
Full circle tonight. Yeah. Well, let's dig it, you know. The month of Rocktober here on Rockin' Radio and for Lost Discs Radio.
When I look out my window, many sights to see. And when I look in my window, so many different to be. That is strange, so strange. You got to pick up everything. You got to pick up everything. You got to pick up everything. I look over my shoulder, what do you think I see? Some other cat looking over his shoulder at me, and he's strange. Sure is strange. You got to pick up everything. You got to pick up everything. Yeah. He takes her out to make it rich.
Well, by now, you may be asking yourself, why did you need to hear to know about such perversion?
Oh, superstitious, but a black cat crossed my trail. I said so one time before. Hey, it's superstitious, a black cat crossed my trail. Bad luck ain't got me so far, and you know I ain't gonna let it stop me now. Come on.
Yeah, all right. The Out of Sight Sounds now of Jeff Beck.
Woo!
Okay, that's Jeff.
Jeff.
With,
wow.
By the way, with Rod Stewart on the vocals, man, that's from like... That's... Come on. Now, Joe, help me out here. That's 1969. This is on the Epic label?
Yeah, that would have been probably closer to 68.
So that's some really early work for Rod Stewart, for one thing.
Well, he was part of the Jeff Beck group.
Yeah, okay.
In that time, with Ron Wood playing bass,
yeah,
Mickey Hopkins on piano,
yeah,
and I'm drawing a blank on the drummer.
It's like a super group. It's like a super group, isn't it, Joe? So,
but kind of pre-super. Rod's case, you know.
Yeah,
if they had gotten together like 10 years later, then they would have been a super group.
Mick Waller on drums here.
Thank you very much.
John Paul Jones did some Hammond organ on this album too. So that, wow.
Yeah.
All right, so there it was. Jeff Beck, you know, what the hell was the song? I Ain't Superstitious, you know, the old Willie Dixon blues tune. And before that, yes, now come on, before that, it was the Talon Brothers. I think there's something sleeping in my refrigerator on
wow.
the Columbia label. And we kicked off that set with this year's Season of the Witch for Lost Discs Radio. It was The Lamp of Childhood off the Dunhill Records label. Yes, we have the actual 45, right? And yes, I played that for you. And then now
promo copy, nonetheless.
Now, come on. It was a white label promo. The Talon Brothers. Joe, help me out. What the hell with this?
There's not a lot to be said. This seems to have been a one-off. There is not a lot. I mean, this is the sort of thing that, you know, like with Bobby Bunny,
yeah.
shows up, you know, there's like one pressing, you know, one record,
yeah.
one release. The most information I got was off of YouTube. Some of the comments to a posting of this track. One guy writes in to say he was the guitar player on this. It's like, we recorded this tune and a few others at Sunset Vine Studios in Hollywood in late 65.
Right. So now, there's no way of knowing or corroborating that, but...
No. I doubt it. I mean, there's several people who chime in with, like, oh, my God, I'm his daughter. You know, I'm Johnny Talon's daughter.
Could be. Could be. All right. Fine. All right. So anyway, and that's the way that's been going down tonight, folks. You've been digging it. We're going to kind of go out on this next one. It's going to take us all the way to the top of the hour.
That's what we want, right? Though. We want the obscure things that nobody knows.
Well, you're damn straight, Chesty. That's why we took you on as an intern in the first place back in the day.
It's lost discs. It isn't, you know.
All right. And speaking of that kind of thing, we're going to say goodnight right about now so we can get into this next long track. And by the way, folks, get over to rockandradio.com for the Boss Man Randy Tibbins RLT Archives Music Magazine, the stepfather of Soul Jason Stone, and the electrophonic Bri Fi Phillips. And of course, we're over there, and that's when you're not over at our website. Doc, what's the website?
Lost Discs Radio at yahoo.com.
No.
Well, that's the email address.
Well, that's the email.
Just type in Lost Discs Radio.
Lost Discs Radio. .com, we think. All right, here we go. Good night. Thank you. Hey, thanks to Baby Cakes, Betty, and Bill for banging down the door. Oh, man. Good night, Chesty.
Good night.
And night, Weasley Steve. And Radio Phil. Listen up.
Star fall from a winter sky. I've seen the sunlight kiss the mountain tops goodbye. And it's gone. And you're gone.
I've seen a star fall from a winter sky. I've seen the sunlight kiss the mountain tops goodbye. And it's gone. And it's gone.